The nursery rhyme, Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes, celebrates the body, and it gets young people moving and talking. It reminds us of the blessing and gift of our bodies and the importance of the parts that we sometimes take for granted, especially until that cartilage starts to break down or that rotator cuff starts to break down. We are reminded of the importance of these parts of our bodies. And so Paul uses our physical bodies to understand what it means to be church together. To know ourselves as the body of Christ helps us understand, better appreciate, and celebrate who we are as sisters and brothers in the same family of faith, the same team. Paul reminds us of our unity in Christ, no matter who we are, Jew or Gentile, slave or free. In other words, God embraces all humanity in the gospel. He calls and draws the entire spectrum of people in this world. To God, our differences are not liabilities, but assets, one to another in his kingdom. Each of us is fearfully and wonderfully made. We're all connected to one another. Each talent is a part of a tapestry and network of gifts that make us beautiful as the beautiful bride of Christ and functional, doing the work that he has called us to do. Paul pushes our discrimination and judgmental attitudes to their logical absurdities, if you noticed. He asks, what if our body was just one big eyeball? We would not be able to hear or walk around. What if our body was just one big ear? We would not be able to taste. We would not be able to see the goodness of God in this world around us. It makes no sense for one part of the human body to despise another part of the human body. The head should not say to the foot, I have no need of you. So the lungs would never tell the heart, I'm no longer going to work with you anymore. So we are members and partners in the body of Christ. And if you've not noticed that this text brings up, there is a problem with body shaming. We do not like this or that part of our body, or we want to cover it up, forget that part of us, or emphasize one part over the other that we find attractive. And as a community of believers, we do the same body shaming, Paul tells us. One ethnicity being more valued than another, or one skin tone or over another, or one social class over another. And the same goes for all the various gifts that we bring to this body. Our baritones in the choir should not say to the sopranos, we will not harmonize with you. Our trustees should not say to our board of stewardship, we're not going to partner with you in a stewardship campaign or a capital campaign. Those of us who are prayer warriors, who love to pray, dare not say to those who are busy with evangelism and outreach, I won't pray for you. And our Sunday school teachers better not tell our young people to just ignore the sermon. Or don't worry about participating in worship. No, sometimes what you and I are passionate about is different. What you and I have been given by God as our passions differ. But we're all are part of the same body, Paul tells us. It's okay then for one of us to feel very strongly about one issue as it relates to our faith and life. But it's also okay for somebody to have a value and feel strongly about something else. We shouldn't invalidate one another because of the things we care deeply about. God has given us your passion. He's given us my passion. He sees how it will network together and how we will build the body of Christ together. If God has given you a passion, embrace it. Go with it. But don't be the eye that says to the hand, I don't need you. Rather, seek a way of partnering together as one body to do all the work God has given us to do. Paul shows us that there can be a wide variety and diversity of opinions, convictions, talents, and gifts. But we are all called to serve and to march forward under the banner of Jesus Christ. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and as Jesus himself promises, all these things will be added to you. This past Monday, I participated in a Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Dorchester on the far south side in Chicago. Pastors and members from a number of different Missouri Synod churches were there. Choir members from various black Lutheran churches also showed up. And let me tell you, they showed up. They sounded a lot different than our choir. The keyboards and drums sounded different from our organ, our piano, and our timpani. But we were all singing about the same Christ and celebrating the one who died and rose for us. And seeking a way, as the Missouri Synod, as Lutherans in Chicago, how we can serve all people, African American, white, Hispanic, or all the many other ethnicities that we enjoy in this city. There's no need to draw ethnic, geographic, social, or denominational lines. We're all in this together. No one is dispensable. No one is inferior in the eyes of God. We are all members of the body of Christ. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. This body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Catholic Church, the universal church, is the body of Christ and the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are all members of a talented, gifted, beautiful, and diverse organism called the church. God wants us to encourage one another to grow and utilize our gifts. The impact we have on the world around us will be a miracle. It will be life-changing. Because it won't be merely individuals serving others, but it'll be Christ serving them in us, through us, around us as the body of Christ. God's plan and design is for us to be the embodiment of joy and health as his body and as his presence in the world. Just as Jesus bore the sin of the world in his body and brought life through the resurrection, through that same physical body and glorified body, so God will bless, forgive, encourage, and build up the world through us, the body of Christ. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, and eyes, and ears, and mouth, and nose. God loves you, each of you, from your heads to your toes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.